Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Kiran Joshi, joins us as a senior medical officer and co-lead at the Cook County Department of Public Health. Doctor, thanks for joining us on WGN. How are you?
Thanks so much. Good morning to you.
Not that long ago, one of our listeners expressed a frustration that she couldn't get the vaccine because she's, not ambulatory. She can't move. She's stuck in her house. Nobody's come to give her a vaccine, and she doesn't have a way to get to a site, to say nothing of the fact that she's frustrated with actually being able to figure out how to sign up. But just deal with the first situation first. Is there any program to deliver vaccines to people who are shut in, homebound?
Yeah, absolutely, there is. And, you know, I just wanted to say we have been considering this because we're particularly concerned about vulnerable folks throughout suburban Cook County. And we've been considering this since the very beginning of our vaccine program. So among the first groups, as you may recall, who were eligible to be vaccinated were healthcare workers. And we were intentional about including folks like home health aides and family caregivers in that first wave of folks to be vaccinated, and reached out to a number of channels to make sure that they all had the opportunity to be vaccinated early on. And the thinking here is that these are folks who, you know, may not be making the most money and are going in and out of the community and homes of people who are particularly vulnerable. So it really made sense to prioritize them. So based on that, I'm really hoping that the individual that you just mentioned is prioritized for vaccination, or is protected, rather. Now, going forward, of course, we want to make sure that folks that are homebound do have the opportunity to be vaccinated. And so there is a plan that's in development right now to ensure that that happens. And it's going to be collaborating with existing home health agencies, as well as, you know, we've received feedback from some individuals who are homebound that they're actually, you know, able to get into a car with a friend and go through sort of a drive-through clinic. So we are also planning for a drive-through option as well to accommodate those folks and others that may prefer that versus a more traditional kind of pop-up clinic type thing.
So if for that person, and maybe it's somebody's grandfather listening right now, what do you tell that person to do? They're sitting at home. They're not in a nursing facility. They're at home. What do they need to do to get somebody to come to their house and give them the vaccine?
Yeah. I mean, I think for now, what I would suggest is that folks please go to our website, vaccine.cookcountyil.gov, or call the vaccine sign-up hotline, 833-308-1988. Again, that's 833-308-1988. That phone line is available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Get yourself signed up. And when our program is up and running, we will be sure to connect you to someone who can either come to your home or vaccinate or provide information about where you can go.
Is that for Chicago? What about somebody that's listening in Lake County or something like that?
Sure. So I think for Lake County, for the collar counties, you may want to check out your own county's website.
And is this, I guess it's a numbers game, right? I mean, presumably that population of people you and I are talking about, however helpless, are not the largest population. So we're only now coming up with a plan for them?
You know, I wouldn't say they're helpless. I know several folks that are homebound have taken care of many homebound individuals. And, you know, they're quite able and many of them can function independently. We are very concerned about this population. And as I mentioned, we've considered them from the very beginning of our vaccine program.
Can I ask you a different question just before I let you go? And that is, with this news this week that the second dose of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines insulates you further still from coronavirus, but not that much more. In fact, that if you just get one shot, you're as vaccinated as you would be with the Johnson & Johnson. And I worry that that's actually going to discourage people from following through on the second shot. Are you concerned about that?
I think, you know, it's really important if you get either the Moderna vaccine or the Pfizer vaccine that you follow through with that second dose. It's actually not correct that with one dose you get full protection or as much protection as you could with Johnson & Johnson. The comparison is kind of an apples to oranges one. So it's really important to get that second dose. That's what the Food and Drug Administration recommends. It's what the Illinois Department of Public Health recommends. And it's absolutely what we recommend as well. We want everyone to be fully protected. We've made significant gains in our vaccine program across suburban Cook County. 26% of suburban Cook County residents have had at least one dose of vaccine. That's one in four suburban Cook County residents. And as a public health physician, I find that number really exciting. And I hope to watch it increase week over week, and I'm confident that it will. I would also say that we want to be mindful of the fact that there are new variants or strains of COVID, of the virus that causes COVID, that are circulating. And we want to make sure that everyone is fully protected because those strains can be a little bit more dangerous than the original strains that we were seeing. And we know that for folks that that complete a full series of vaccines, that is, get two doses in the instance of Moderna or Pfizer, or one dose in the instance of Johnson & Johnson, that they're really beneficial and can really prevent bad health outcomes from COVID.
I wonder if we have another pandemic, when the next pandemic comes, as I like to say, if we will, you know, if we knew, if we knew then what we know now, say, would we, rather than holding back some of the second doses, give as many people those doses first? Don't hold back for the second regimen. I think they were doing that in England. I wonder if this reporting, though, does make us think as though that was a strategy error on a federal level, on a national level.
Yeah, you know, that you're right in that. That is a strategy that was deployed in the United Kingdom. I think that had to do with their vaccine supply. As I mentioned, our health department, the Illinois Department of Public Health, and the FDA are all strongly recommending that everyone get both doses of both the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine.
I just want to go back to the reason I called you originally, doctor, and that is 833-308-1988. 833-308-1988 is the number to call. Write that down if you know somebody that needs it, if they need someone to come to them and give them the vaccine. But that is for, is that for suburban Cook County, for all of Cook County?
It's primarily for suburban Cook County, but you could say it's for all of Cook County.
All of Cook County, and then, but that's Cook County. So if you live in Will County, presumably your Will County Department of Public Health has a program that would also deliver the vaccine doses to people who can't get out. Is that your expectation anyway, Dr. Joshi?
I'm afraid I couldn't speak for Will County. I will say that our health department, which is the health department for nearly all of suburban Cook County, is making those arrangements for residents of suburban Cook County.
I'm pressing on the phone number because I think somebody who is that disconnected might also have trouble maybe with the internet. And that phone number anyway is 833-308-1988. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. And we do have availability of operators in English as well as in Spanish. For those that speak Spanish.
Nice to talk to you today, Doc. My best to everybody over there. Let's all get through this and enjoy maybe a nice summer, huh?
It was a pleasure talking to you.
I appreciate you joining us. You bet.